Mark Teixeira joins us, first baseman for the New York Yankees in his 11th season in the major leagues, of course, five-time Gold Glove Award winner, and got a late start on the season because of an injury during the spring, and now is back in the swing of things. And his first home run of the season recently came. It was a grand slam. His second one was a three-run shot. Maybe there's something to taking off a little bit of time here, Mark, when you do get back into action.
Well, the important thing is that we're just winning baseball games. I mean, you know, the Yankees had a tough stretch before I came back. I think we had lost 7 of 8 or 8 of 9, and you know, we've won 7 out of our last 10 games. I've played 10 games this season, and no matter what my statistics say, I just want to help the team out, and we're winning games right now, which is a lot of fun.
Mark, one of the things that I remember in our previous conversation back in January, as you were getting ready to go down to spring training, you had had some, you know, bumps and bruises last season, and you were approaching this coming off season a little bit differently. What is it that you did, and how frustrating was it to you, for you to suffer this injury that took away the first part of your season?
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I felt like I was maybe lifting weights too much, you know, doing too much, non-baseball activity. And it was hurting me once I was on the field. So I ended up, you know, scaling back my weightlifting and scaling back my running a little bit, and really just concentrated on fielding drills and swinging. The only problem is I swung too much and ended up hurting my wrist. So that was super frustrating, because in my mind I thought I was doing the right thing and you know, concentrating on baseball activity. But you know, the doctors all said that the reason I tore the tendon in my wrist is because I was just, you know, swinging way too much.
Does that indicate to you that as you get a little bit older, you have to make adjustments in the way you prepare for each season? What's the difference between, say, a first, second, or third year compared to now a 10th or 11th year?
You're absolutely right. You know, I could work so much harder and do so much more as a kid than I can do now. I mean, I'm still young. I'm still 33 years old, but I played over 1,500 games. This is my 11th year in the big leagues. I've played through injuries my entire career, and it's caught up to me. And so I have to be a lot smarter with preparation, with practice, how many swings I take, weightlifting, all those kind of things. And I just can't do as much as I used to.
I would think the natural thing is that anything you do, you kind of second guess in your mind, should I be doing this? And maybe there's a concern that you may get hurt again. How do you deal with the mental aspect of this?
You pray a lot because, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, crazy things can happen in baseball, and you can do everything in your power to try to be healthy for a season. But all it takes is a hit by pitch, stepping on a base wrong, you know, a cold night where you're trying to stretch out a double and you pull a muscle. I mean, it's just, those are things that happen in baseball and in sports in general. So you try to do the best you can, prepare yourself, prepare your body, and then, pray for health.
What is the hardest part about coming back from an injury when you've been out at the beginning of the season and you're actually getting into action, a third of the way into the season? What is it that you have to do to be able to deal with that?
For me, you know, it's timing at the plate and just making sure that I don't do too much and hurt the wrist again. So, you know, while I want to, you know, take extra batting practice and work as hard as I can to get that timing down and to fix my mechanics, if I do too much, then I'll be back in the same issue and may re-injure my wrist. So it's that delicate balance, but timing is everything for me. I'm being a switch-hitting power hitter. I am very prone to hot streaks and cold streaks. And, so I just try to have as long as hot streaks as I can and those slumps, try to get out of them as quickly as possible.
One of the things that I really admire about what the Yankees have done, I mean, you were out of the lineup, Derek Jeter out of the lineup, A-Rod out of the lineup, Curtis Granderson has been out of the lineup. That's a lot of key players. So what is it that the team has done or the manager has done to keep everybody kind of even-keeled and not let the boat tip one direction or the other?
Well, the first thing is we've pitched. Yeah, that's the most important thing. And in baseball, if you can pitch and you can keep the team you're playing from scoring too many runs, you're in every single game. Yesterday, we didn't get much off of King Felix in Seattle, but we won 2-1 because our pitching was so good. And that's number one. Number two, we just have a bunch of professionals in that locker room that just know how to win. You know, we enjoy playing together. We don't get too high when we win a lot. We don't get too low when we lose a lot. And, you know, through a 162-game season, that is a really a huge advantage that we have over maybe some younger teams or teams that aren't used to winning, that are, sometimes they can get a little frustrated if they have a losing streak.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Last year when you were in town and I came over to see you, I got down to the locker room before you came in from the hotel, and I just kind of sat there and looked around and watched and listened to some conversations just to try to get a feel for what that locker room was like. And there seemed to be a, stability that I sensed in that locker room. Maybe I thought that the Yankees, these are the Yankees, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit noisier and everything. But there is a business-like approach to baseball in that locker room. Help me out a little bit about the chemistry of the team and also the way they approach baseball.
You're absolutely right. There is a business-like, atmosphere. We enjoy ourselves, don't get me wrong. We have a lot of fun playing the game. But at the same time, when you have the history and the winning tradition that the Yankees have, everyone is expected to win. Everyone is expected to act professionally, to treat their players, treat the media, fans with respect. Because George Steinbrenner, a long time ago, said that when you put on the pinstripes, you not only represent yourself, but you represent the Yankee family and the Yankee organization. And because of that, there's just a higher level of respect and higher level of professionalism that the Yankees have that no other team that I've been on has.
Do you guys ever feel like you're a road team? Because, I've been out to stadiums around the country when the Yankees are in town, and there is a large amount of Yankee fans.
It's great. It's really amazing when we can go to any city in the country and just have thousands and thousands of Yankee fans behind us. That's pretty special. You don't get that anywhere else. And we enjoy home field advantage, not only in the Bronx, but sometimes when we're on the road playing the A's or other teams in our league.
I want to switch gears for just a second because you're a guy that's interested in what's happening technology-wise. I know you're involved with a little company that is doing some very, very fun and interesting things. Tell me about that a little bit more. Where is the company now?
Yeah, Sports Yapper is a company that I got involved in about a year and a half ago. And we basically were a social media company for sports, and we want to become Twitter for sports, or the ESPN of social media. And for the last year, our app has been live in the Apple Store and also the Google Android Store, and we've had an amazing run the last year. But really, the version 3 app is coming out this late summer, early fall. And that's a game changer for the company. We truly believe that any sports fan that wants to connect with friends and talk about the game, talk about their favorite team, they're going to love the new Sports Yapper app, because it's going to be an amazing place for fans to go and talk about the game and just enjoy their friends.
You've been in the league, major leagues, for 11 years. I mentioned it at the very beginning. How has technology changed the way you and any baseball player prepares for the game? Because I've seen from Bloomberg Sports that you can go into and look on the screen and you can see what a pitcher does on a count of 1-2 or 2-1 and everything. How has it changed the way you prepare for a game, Mark?
It really has changed. When I first came up in 2003, we had VHS tapes that you would pop in the pitcher. Say we're facing Roy Halladay and he's pitching that day. You had a VHS tape, you popped into the VCR, and you watched Roy Halladay pitch. And you had to fast forward maybe to get your at bats, or rewind it to find your at bat. But it was it was very difficult to prepare using video. And nowadays, like you said, with the internet, with technology, everything is digital. You can click on one or two buttons and get every single pitch that you want to see from a certain pitcher, every at bat that you want to see from a certain pitcher. And that's good and bad. Sometimes you need to have that information. But other times, the information overload makes you think too much at the plate. And you have to really make sure that there's a nice balance between, getting your scouting report but not thinking too much up there.
We've got about 45 seconds left. And, Mark, from a social media standpoint and a media standpoint, has technology made life of a Major League Baseball player a little tougher?
I guess it could. I look at it as a positive, because our fans being engaged in baseball and sports is just going to help the game grow. And there's going to be negative out there, but hey, you know, don't get into show business, don't get into sports if you can't take some negative criticism. The fact of the matter is our fans are the lifeblood of baseball, and if they're engaged and they're excited about talking about their teams, talking about their players, then I think it's good for the sport.
Mark, as you know, I always enjoy our conversations, insightful, also articulate. I'll see you out at the stadium and look forward to spending a little more time with you. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ron. Always a pleasure.
Mark Teixeira with us, fine first baseman for the New York Yankees, also a switch hitter, 11 seasons in the majors, started out with Texas, then Atlanta, the Angels, and has been with the New York Yankees, and that is where he picked up a World Series championship ring. But just as proud of his offensive statistics, I'm sure he's proud of the fact that five times he's been a Gold Glove Award winner. We'll take a break, come back, continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.